Let me introduce the members of the committee. We'll start off with Mike Hurdle on my far left. He is a youth and governance representative. Youth and governance is a program that the county initiated about 9 years ago, and we interview young people that apply to sit on these committees, and they have an opportunity to ask questions, and they have a vote that gets recorded, but it's the actual vote that counts is the members of the committee. But it's a program that's highly sought after now and by the young people in the community, and we're pleased to have Mike on our committee. So starting with Mike, if you'd introduce yourself.
Greg Retzloff, I'm County Supervisor, District 15.
I'm Mike Gable, District 4, basically the north side of Kenosha.
And my name is Doug Noble, and I am a representative from Pleasant Prairie.
Andy Bueller, Kenosha County Planning and Development.
Mike Skolitsky, County Board Supervisor, District 19.
April Webb, Administrative Secretary for the Planning Office.
Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of how this will work tonight for those of you that may have not been to a public hearing before. Andy, on my right here, he will read the agenda item, and then I will ask the petitioner to come forward to one of the two microphones, and they can state your name and address and for the record and explain what you're requesting. The committee then will have the opportunity to ask questions of the petitioner. We don't have a big crowd, but by public hearing rules, I'm required to ask if there are people present that want to speak in favor, and I have to ask twice. And then I will ask if there's people against, and I'll ask twice for that as well. And then we'll return to Andy to find out what the town recommendation is, and committee members still have one opportunity to ask additional questions, and after that I'll request a motion, and we'll get a vote, and we'll move on to the next item. So I try to ask for youth and governance first so that they're not swayed by the vote of the rest of the committee members. Okay, with that, Andy, we'll take the first item on the agenda.
Okay, and just a couple of things. First off, the comprehensive plan items on the agenda were posted 30 days prior to tonight's public hearing. All the other items were posted as a Class 2 notice at the Kenosha News on July 30th and August 5th. And then additionally, just for those that are here, there's a number of items that are going to be tabled. So for instance, if you're here for items 6, 7, and 8, which is Action 50, or items 9 and 10, which is Paula Nielsen, or item number 11, Daniel and Dolores and Chauvin Revocable Trust, those items are going to be tabled tonight due to the fact that the towns have not had the opportunity to go through these items. The town of Paris didn't line up properly with their posting for tonight's meeting for Nielsen and Chauvin, and Action 50 was tabled at a special meeting at the town on Monday. And so those items will be held over to next month. So if you're here for those items, we will not be discussing or acting on them tonight. And if you have any questions on that or would like to know more, certainly give our office a call and we can help you through that. So I guess with that, what I'd like to start out with is to have items 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11 to be tabled.
Motion to table?
So moved.
Make a motion to table.
Motion by Supervisor Skolitsky, second by Supervisor Gable to table 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. All right. On the question? If seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? They are tabled until presumably the next meeting.
Okay, thank you. So then we have item number 4, which is Earl M. Flieger, Jr., owner, Cynthia M. Wheeler, agent. It's a comprehensive plan amendment. It's a request an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County 2035. The map is number 65 of the comprehensive plan. is being requested from Farmland Protection to Farmland Protection and General Agriculture and Open Land on tax parcel number 804-222-044-0200 in the town of Summers. And on the screen, we will pull up the map to show everybody. And if you're here on that, you can come up to the front table to one of the microphones. And then you'll be asked shortly to explain exactly why you're here with this request. But on the map, you can see the area in purple where there's a portion of this property here in the middle where the request is being asked to be changed on the comprehensive plan. And then just so you know in advance that if this were to pass, they have a rezoning request to follow. But right now, this is the comprehensive plan change.
All right, would you introduce yourself and then explain?
My name is Sophia Wheeler. I'm a citizen of the 72nd Avenue, Commercial Wisconsin. I'm the daughter of Earl Bitter Jr. My dad passed away last July in his will. He went to my brothers and me, the farm, the house. My brothers each received 25 acres, and I received 25 acres and so my parcel came up to like 28 and a half acres, and it did not meet the requirements for A1. So then I needed to have a request to have a rezone so I would be able to pull permits and approve the buildings. And so I went to the Summers for that process. And they approved.
And just for helping us with that on the map, the land to the south of the area outlined in purple, that is what is happening with that area.
That is a total of 50 acres, and my brothers are owning it jointly. And I'm not sure what they want to do with that. But they don't want to change any of the zoning. They want to leave it as it is.
Okay, so actually what you're explaining is that it could be divided into three parcels, but two of them, your brothers are deciding to keep them consolidated.
Correct.
Okay.
They want to keep that 50 acres and then we'll work each other. They don't want anything to be rezoned.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any questions from the committee?
Mr. Chairman. Yes. Welcome, Mr. Bailey. Do you have any immediate plans for improvements, or is this just getting things in order in case in the future?
I think it's explained to me, like, the septic system doesn't work. If I'm not able to pull a permit, I'm not able to.
Okay.
We actually have a sanitary permit now for a mound system. We went through the process for SARS. So in approximately a year and a half, a mound system will be put in.
Do you have any intent on occupying the residents on the property, or
yes,
just rent them?
No, we are occupying the residents.
Okay. And did the town of Summers, village town Summers, support all your requests that you've put before them?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any other questions?
This is a question. And you may not even know the answer. Your father will deliver. Do you think... Is he aware of the 35-acre issue?
No. I'm not sure when that was put in place. My father had taken ill at 2010.
Yeah, I understand what you're aware of. I guess the only issue that we kind of discussed, and I don't know how important it is there is a rule of 35 acres. Right? And I understand it was will to. We understand everything. The issue would be, put yourself in this county's position. Say the neighbors north of you or nearby went A2 for 5 acres or something less than the 30. Would, you know what I'm saying? There is a plan for this. You understand that, okay? So I want you to, okay. And I want you to understand that we have to think about that. That's all I
want
to clarify here. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, is there anybody here that would like to speak in favor? Anybody in favor? Is there anybody here against this petition? Anybody against? All right, seeing no one, a recommendation from the town, Andy?
We do have a recommendation from the town of Summers. The town board acted on this on July 14th. A motion was made to approve and pass 3-0.
Okay. Last opportunity, any questions? If not, the motion would be in order. And this will take a roll call vote because it's a change to the comprehensive plan.
I make a motion to approve the request to change the comprehensive plan as submitted.
I'll second it.
Motion by Supervisor Skolitsky, seconded by Supervisor Gable to approve the request. Any questions? Not? Starting with Youth and Governance, if you're in favor.
Aye.
Members of the committee working from my left, if you're in favor, please say if you're.
Aye.
Aye.
Doug Noble, aye.
Aye.
Okay, it's unanimous. Everyone has voted aye for this. So we have the zoning.
All right, thank you. So item number 5 is Earl M. Bleeger Jr., owner, Cynthia M. Wheeler, agent. This is requesting a rezoning from A1 agricultural preservation to A1 agricultural preservation and A2 general agricultural on tax parcel number 804-222-044-0200 in the town of Summers. And then again on this item, see the area highlighted in yellow that will be changed from A1, or the request is to change it from A1 to A2. Now with the comprehensive plan change just voted on, this would be compliant to be able to do such a zoning change. And if you have any other further questions.
I just have a thing. I think maybe Supervisor Lisky asks this. Do you plan on farming them or not, your parcel there?
Yes, we plan.
Questions for the petitioner? If not, is there anybody in attendance that's in favor of this petition? Anybody in favor of this rezoning? Anybody against? Anybody against? Seeing no one coming forward, recommendation from the town?
The town of Summers Town Board acted on this on July 14th. A motion was made to approve and carried 3-0.
Make a motion to approve the rezoning as submitted.
Second.
Motion to approve by Supervisor Skolitsky, second by Supervisor Gable. Last opportunity for questions. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? It's passed. Thank you.
However,
we do have to wait for the county board approval.
Correct. Just wanted to inform you that this item will go before the county board next Tuesday. You're not required to attend. The information will be presented by the chairman of this committee. And then supposedly afterwards, the county executive will sign. We'll send out a letter to you when that's all completed, and you'll have that as a confirmation to know that everything's been completed.
Thank
all right.
You.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
So having tabled all the other items, we're down to item number 12, which is a resolution to approve the appointment of Martin D. Lecoq to serve on the Kenosha County Land Council Information Council.
All right, we have an item on the table, and I do believe we had his resume sent to us, as well as his attendance for the committee that he serves on now. I think he was 5 of 6. So, motion to approve. Second. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by approved by Supervisor Gable, second by Supervisor Skolitsky to approve Martin Lecoq reappointment. Any questions? If not, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is approved. Or resolution approved. Number 13.
is a resolution to approve the appointment of Andy M. Bueller to serve on the Kenosha County Land Information Council.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of questions on this one.
I have one, actually. I actually have a question. I think Andy owes us an explanation to his resume that states and how this will, how his experience being in the janitorial services in his early years will help his job. Clarify that for us, Mr. Bueller.
It provided a lot of background of knowing where things come from.
Okay, that's accurate. I move that we approve.
I'll second it.
Motion by Supervisor Retzloff to approve, seconded by Supervisor Gable. And on the question, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Our resolution carries. Thank you.
I think I have more questions. Thank you, but I'll address those later.
We have no certified surveys, so item number 15 is approval of minutes.
Minutes were sent out, and if any questions, if there's not, there's a motion to, will there be a motion to approve?
I'll move to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Motion by Supervisor Gable, second by Supervisor Retzloff to approve the minutes as presented. On the question, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Minutes are approved. Citizens' comments. Are there any citizens that wish to comment? All right. Seeing none. Any other business, Andy?
We do have three items for next month with the items that were all tabled tonight. And other than that, there is no new news.
Okay. So it should be a longer agenda next month. So with that, I don't see anything else, so a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Gable, second by Supervisor Retzloff to approve. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned. Thank you.